Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Good morning, sun. Good morning, door. Good morning, wall. Good morning, floor. I want to say good morning, more. Good morning, good morning.
Well, good morning.
Rise and shine.
I don't understand morning people.
What a glorious day.
Sun shining, birds chirping.
We should be able to hit these people.
Wake up, wake up, wake up!
I love listening to you guys. I wake up with you every morning.
Wake up!
Hey, this isn't going to change the way you dress or eat lollipops, is it?
Huh? What?
And what do we want this morning?
A lot of people want coffee.
A lot of it!
I'm going to need more than coffee.
How about I kick you in the neck?
Okay, then. Coffee's fine.
Well, I guess it's that time.
About that time.
It's showtime. It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer, Morty, waking you up Friday morning, 6:10, show number 2194. Looking forward to the weekend. Got a lot to cover.
Yeah, we do. Yes, we do. We've got all sorts of things to give away. Hopefully, hopefully you may win that $500. That would be awfully nice.
Latest winner in the 10K payday contest, Dawn Riddle, got the call. Found out she won $500.
Oh, awesome.
We asked, Beasley Banker asked how she was going to spend the money.
Oh, the kids just went back to school. They need school clothes.
Well, yes, they do.
Yeah,
and
they do.
$500 will come in handy. So next chance to win some free money, qualify for the $10,000 grand prize. Less than an hour from now, 7 o'clock, we'll have a new code word for you. So good luck with that. Plenty of sunshine, hot today. Not as bad, though, as it has been. And it really hasn't been that bad. But
no.
High today in the upper 90s, low to mid-90s tomorrow and on Sunday for the weekend.
So. I will take it. I will take it.
Got 70 now. Let's find out a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, this is pretty funny. How old were you the first time you got excited about an adult purchase? Your first adult purchase. Like, yeah, I know. They say, like, it actually happens pretty young.
Mm-hmm.
Average answer is about 22 years old. And like, you know, buying a couch. Buying furniture.
Oh, like a serious thing.
Yeah, that. Not adult purchases.
Right.
No, not those.
Okay.
Like something that you said, wow, I saved for this, and look what I bought.
Yeah.
I got some furniture. Maybe you got your car. I don't know. They say the average, actually, they say right around the time you start feeling that adultish age is about 25 years old. And those are the top signs that you feel like you're now an adult. You save money. You do your taxes.
Yeah.
You stick to a budget. and you make regular doctor's appointments. Oh, wait till later. You'll feel like a real adult. You really will. God. Oh, did you use the bathroom as a place to escape during the pandemic? A lot of people say, yeah, I still do, actually. Almost 50% of people.
Really?
Yeah. They have alone time in there. They just go in there and they sit.
Well, it's only me and Jody, so,
well, she'll know that you need the alone time then. I guess you stay in there too long.
Spend more than 5 minutes in there?
Yes, and that's what we do. Things that we don't normally associate with the phrase, you know, going to the bathroom. We do reading.
Yeah.
And we try on clothes. I love the things people put down. Phone calls. And others go in there for sex. I don't know who they're living with that they have to go in there.
All happening in the bathroom.
In the bathroom. In the bathroom.
There's a bed like 10 feet away.
Exactly. Yeah, but that's so conventional, Marty.
Yeah.
That's so 2020.
Please.
Yeah. And I just want to remind all the guys out there, or maybe the women out there as well, this Sunday is Wife Appreciation Day.
Nice.
So appreciate your wives and whatever that means. I don't know. Take her in the bathroom. I don't know. Maybe that's
what.
Get a little alone time.
Come here.
Come on. That's right. Well, you know, you guys got company, Mike. Yeah. I mean, that might be your little getaway.
Share some time with me. Yeah, I appreciate you. Right. Come here.
Excuse us, kids.
Yeah.
Excuse us.
We both have to go to the bathroom.
It is indeed Friday. A few things you should know.
Carla, you had mentioned it's National Appreciation, Appreciation Day on Sunday.
Yep.
Sunday. Guys, we're going to open the phone lines. Ladies, if you want, I guess, too.
Yes, absolutely. You have a wife? you know what? Give her a little love.
Give her a shout out this morning.
Why do you appreciate her?
702-739-9636. Like Gary. Gary's on the phone. Gary, why do you appreciate your wife?
Taking care of all the little things.
Okay.
She pays the bills, makes sure everything's caught up. Uh-huh. She loves making dinner. She loves doing laundry and ironing my clothes.
Yeah.
So when I have to go to work every day,
uh-huh.
of course, she goes to work too.
Well, yeah.
You know, she just, she always helps take care of everything, and she doesn't make mountains out of molehills.
Well, but you know what? She's your maid. What is that? Dude.
I was just going to say, what do you do?
I know, exactly. And she does this, and that. Oh, she works too, but yeah.
Well, see, that's great, though. He gets it.
It is. He appreciates
And he appreciates
wife.
Her.
He absolutely does.
Nicely done. The Wife Appreciation Day, which, by the way, is Sunday. Seriously, this is the song you're going to play as we talk about Wife Appreciation Day?
Yeah, I know. Well, just because it was a good song till I got older. It's like, wait, hold on. Hold on just a second.
Oh, boy.
Do you know the words to this song? Don't
think because there's a ring on your finger, you need to try anymore.
Shut up, Jack. No, I'm not playing you anymore. Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious.
All right. 702-739-9636. If you want to show some appreciation for your wife. Being Friday, we'll get a head start. Jackie's on the phone. Jackie, what's up?
Hey, my missus, next month, it's our 10-year anniversary, married. She lost her oldest child in 98. And then, unfortunately, I lost my oldest child in 2015. And if it wasn't for my wife, I don't know how I would have made it through that.
You lean on each other, don't you?
You know what? Is that they always say beside or behind a good man is a damn good woman. And that is no BS with my wife, because somehow, some way, it's my mission in life to just give her back a fraction of what she's given me.
Well put. Well put, really Jackie. Sweet, Have a good day.
Thank you.
A couple of people texting in this morning.
Yeah, it's interesting. This is really cool, actually. One guy wrote in and said, my wife is the best thing that ever happened to me. This is from Terry. She's my best friend. She'll do anything to make me happy. Yes, we fight. Everyone fights. But the key is we always talk through it and work it out. And yes, I still find her sexy as hell. Well.
Look at Eddie text from the bathroom.
I know. Yes, exactly. Marty said, I love my wife. She is the absolute best mother in the world to our one-year-old child.
Aww.
She's hilariously funny and hardworking. And she also likes fast cars like myself.
There
you go.
That.
I know.
That's
I
the
know.
Common bond right
yeah,
there.
I know. It really is. That's
right.
Cool.
Brad, tell everybody why you appreciate your wife.
My wife does so much housework, and she loves to do it, and she's always in a good mood.
Sure she does. Yes,
and everything
she
does is so considerate to everyone. She is such a good people person. She's so nice to everyone, and I just love to see it.
Oh,
hold on. We have his wife online, too.
Yeah, Mrs. Stepford, did you want to say anything?
Let's see how much she really loves the housework. But again, that's nice. Guys are calling in.
I know. That's very sweet. It really is.
Okay.
Yeah, it is.
Just keep that in the background.
Yes, I'm just going to play this again.
Okay. Hang on. You know,
my gosh.
You know what? You have one more text or no? Because I'm going to dial up Jody.
I do have one. I do have one more. And this is, I don't know who this is from. One of our listeners, he said, my wife and I have only been married now for 7 months. But she is just incredibly wonderful. She's beautiful. She actually works at a gym here in town, so she's not always dolled up.
Yeah.
Yet she still looks incredibly sexy. All these sexy women.
I'm sure.
But when we get ready to go out, I'm literally stunned by how beautiful she is.
Oh,
still.
Boy.
Well, you've been married 7 months.
You're
so,
still
I
loving
mean, that's
it.
Good.
So.
That's good. I'm not. Yes, that's right.
It's still fun for you.
It won't change. Don't
All
worry.
All right.
It
here
will not.
Let me call Jody. And...
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, honey.
Hi, honey.
It's Wife Appreciation Day on Sunday.
Nice.
So I just wanted to say how much I appreciate you and everything you do.
And you tell me that and show me that every day. So
Aww.
I appreciate
it. Oh, see?
Aww. That is so sweet. I thought Jody was going to say, well, thank you for finally letting me know.
Oh, no. He's good like that.
Jody.
Again, I'm the fourth wife, so he
yes.
Learned.
Yeah, he better damn well appreciate you. Jeez. He
no,
does.
He does.
He talks yeah. about it all the time. He does. He listen.
Yeah, he's good like that.
By all accounts, Jody is your last.
Oh, this is it.
Yeah. Yes. So you picked a good one to
wrap things up.
Yeah.
To go out on to
back cleanup. Jeez. Yes. You really did.
No, you know how much I love you, and I certainly appreciate you very much.
I do, honey. Thank you.
All right. You have the best day ever.
I will certainly try.
Bye, Jody.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Love you guys.
Life Appreciation Day that we were saluting. It's Sunday, but...
It is Sunday.
Got in late.
Yeah, but he said, sorry about that, guys. He said, this is Rich. Been married to my wife for 32 years. Stacy is her name. She is the family middle daughter and the negotiator for family issues. She works so hard. She will be very appreciated this coming Sunday for Wife Appreciation Day. Could you please mention it on the air? We just did, Rich. Wow. There you go.
Nicely done.
Yes, absolutely.
You always need that sibling to be the negotiator.
Yeah, you do.
You know, the go-to person.
You do it. Matt, you do it.
All right, sunshine, warm today and over the weekend. Not as bad. No triple digits. They say high today 97, low to mid-90s tomorrow and on Sunday. Only got about, 72 now. This morning, so looks like it's going to be a nice day, beautiful weekend, and it's Tom Petty, Won't Back Down. Hey, I wanted to play this since we were talking about Wife Appreciation Day last hour. This is pretty funny. This is a guy that got a card from his wife, and she has him read it because she gave him a surprise trip to Cabo to celebrate, quote, a special date in September. Now listen to this dope. Read the card and try and figure out why is it so special in September.
Your bags are packed, so all we have to do is go fishing in Cabo. What? For real?
Yeah. We leave in like an hour.
Serious?
I swear.
What's the kid? I mean, there's something up here.
Did you read the first line?
There's a date in September.
What would be in September?
There's a date in September.
Oh, jeez.
What's in September? There's a date in September.
Come on, dude.
Dude!
Oh, our anniversary.
Oh.
There you go.
Oh, now, man. Might be the last date in September.
Carla, do you still take him to Cabo with you?
I don't know that I do. I might take my best friend now. Yeah.
Your girlfriend?
Yeah. Jeez, dude.
She bought the tickets
in September.
They leave in an hour.
There's a date in September.
Huh.
Not a riddle, dude.
In September. There's a date in September.
Oh my god.
Oh, our anniversary.
Yes.
Wow. She married a real Einstein, didn't she? Wow. Oh, my gosh. Dude. Oh, and she obviously bought the tickets.
She bought the tickets, made the arrangements, bought the special card.
Yeah.
Had him read it, and they were to leave in an hour.
That hurts me.
Packed his bags already.
Oh, it just hurts me. It hurts me.
See, that's love.
He's looking at date. Huh. Date. Date, like a fig date?
Yeah. Mm. That's love.
Jeez,
oh my God.
Dude.
Well, hopefully, you have a good time.
Yeah, so do I.
It's a wrap. Every Friday at about this time, we check in with Vegas film critic Jeff Howard, talking about movies on the big screen, some things you can watch at home. Jeff, what's going on this morning?
Oh, my gosh. Well, first one, we have a movie called Cop Shop, Seatbelts. This movie takes place in a rural small police station in the town of Gun Creek, Nevada, where two gangsters, Gerard Butler and Frank Grillo, get locked up after punching a rookie police officer.
Ooh.
Now choose who you want to root for, because you're in for a slaughterhouse of an action movie that never lets up when this assassin shows up to the cop shop, turning it into a chop shop.
Oh. So,
this is from director Joe Carnahan. He is the master of over-the-top action scenes and plot twists. One of my favorite films he did was Smokin' Aces. This is a bloody good time. It's fantastic.
What's okay. The body count?
Oh, it's up there. I stopped counting and just started enjoying the film.
Oh, okay. All right, what
well,
else?
It's enjoyable, though.
Yes,
I love
it's
that.
It's enjoyable.
Next one we have in theaters called The Eyes of Tammy Faye.
Oh.
Yes, I know. Tammy Faye Baker and her husband, Jim, they create the world's largest broadcasting network for their religion, for Christianity, and they build a theme park. And Tammy Faye becomes legendary for her eyelashes, her singing, and she loves to help all people from all walks of life. However, this couple cheats millions of dollars out of their members, and it topples their empire. Jessica Chastain, career-winning performance. She's the one to beat for Best Actress. She's incredible as Tammy Faye Baker. Andrew Garfield as Jim Baker. My favorite also, Vincent D'Onofrio as the Reverend Jerry Falwell. This is a stunning drama.
What a great cast.
And to get you in the mood for Halloween, Creepshow Season 3 is streaming on Shudder.com.
Ooh.
It's an anthology.
Morty's ears.
Yeah. You went Scooby-Doo.
Yes. It's based on the 1982 movie that features vignettes that explore terror, murder, supernatural, the unexplainable. You know, it's back for a whole new season from The Walking Dead special effect legend Greg Nicotero, who also directs some of the season's episodes. I have an exclusive interview with him on my YouTube channel about the new series. This gets you in the Halloween mood just a little bit early. It's fantastic.
Awesome. All cool. Right. Follow him on YouTube with all those great interviews. Facebook, VegasFilmCritic.com. Jeff, always good catching up with you. So do have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
You too. Thanks a lot.
By the way, latest winner in the 10K Payday Cash Contest from Vegas.
Yeah.
Erica Zapata, listening in Vegas, got the call from the Beasley banker telling her she won $500. Her reaction. Yeah, she was stoked. She was stoked.
That's great.
Wanted to find out what she was going to do with the money. Here's what she told the Beasley banker.
Oh, my goodness. Probably spend it on my kids.
Yeah. Spend it on the kids. Get them some school supplies, some clothes.
Oh, that's great.
Erica Love Zapata, listening in Vegas. Winner in the 10K Payday Contest.
Nice.
Again, your next chance to win before 9 o'clock. By the way, people texting us. Hey, could this number be the Beasley banker?
Yeah, guys, pick up your phone. If it's especially within the hour, pick up your phone. I don't know. They come from different areas, So we don't necessarily know the number. So don't ask me. I'm going to tell you what I told you three. Pick up your phone.
Just pick it up.
Do not ask me questions.
And if you don't like the person on the other end, hang up.
Yes, then just hang up.
That's it.
All right.
All
you have to do.
Plenty of sunshine. There was mention of rain. I don't know, maybe in the mountains or something
maybe
like that.
So.
Later tonight, maybe tomorrow morning. I doubt it, though. High today near 97, mid to low 90s, low to mid 90s tomorrow and on Sunday. Got 75 now. What do you say we catch you up on some entertainment news?
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Mayim Bialik and Ken Jennings will now take turns hosting Jeopardy! For the rest of the year, or I guess unless they, you know, till they say something offensive, then that's it for you two. There is no word if either of them will be named permanent host after that, but there are some rumors that it's most likely going to be one of the two. I would bet money it's going to be Ken Jennings, who they probably should have just used Right. From the beginning, period, end of story, done.
You know what I think, Carla? They brought too much attention to it.
They did.
They never should have because that's not what the show's about.
No. They should have had like some benign guest hosts, that's all, till they found someone like other shows do and then they announced the
Or just
person.
Had somebody or ready just, to go. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Sadly, we knew. You know, Alex Trebek knew. Right. He had made mention of it. So, you know, of course, he mentioned Betty White, which I would have watched. But, anyhow. A new book about Grey's Anatomy, You Know I Love This Show, says that Patrick Dempsey, McDreamy.
No.
Yeah. Was basically just an ass on the set.
Oh.
Ramping up to his firing. Apparently, he just wasn't enjoying himself anymore. But he said, and I quote, he stuck around because they were throwing money at him at that point, so he just stuck around. Hmm. Yeah, I know. And they say that, like, he and his on-screen wife, they weren't getting along, and he was just rude to people.
I thought you were really going to say
what?
He was coming back.
Oh, no. He has come back. He came back. I was just going to say, what has he done since then? Well, he came back this last season in Meredith's, you know, dreams.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's dead. What else has he done,
people?
Okay, I was
going to be like, isn't he dead?
Yeah, yeah.
But I didn't want to spoil it for other people like me who don't watch the show.
No,
but know that.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, he's been dead for like six seasons. So, yes. But, I mean, what has Patrick Dempsey done? Hello?
That's great. I haven't watched the show thinking about binging, and now you tell me he's dead?
Yep.
Well, now I'm not going to watch it.
Spoiler alert! Sorry! Oh, man. I'm so sorry, people.
Carla said it first.
In other news...
Welcome back.
Smash Mouth. They are not happy. We talked about Rolling Stone putting out a new list of 500 greatest songs of all time.
Yeah.
They are mad. Why is All Star not on that list?
Why?
Yeah. They want answers. Answers we want.
This has to be one of the... I didn't look at the whole list. I mean,
there are a lot of fun songs and all that. I don't know that this was, you know, groundbreaking. But, you know... Like Dylan or not, you know, we understand that.
I feel bad for you, Smash Mouth.
Dude, they tweeted not only to Rolling Stone, they've also tweeted to multiple writers and emailed them as well. They are going to fight for their place at 500. And Tom Brady, can he play longer than we thought?
I don't find it so difficult. And plus, in the Florida, it's kind of a retiree state. So I feel like I can play and then just glide into retirement. I think I can. I think it's a yes.
Oh.
Gronk asked him if he could play till 50. So, yeah, he said he thinks he can. So
you know
what? People who love him, good for you. People who hate him.
If I'm a head coach, yeah. I would milk him like a Wisconsin.
Keep throwing, Dairy Farm.
Keep
throwing.
I would.
Tom, keep throwing.
Because his
Come
leadership on the team.
Yeah, I know. Look, Tom, you're on the cover of AARP this
yeah.
month. Keep throwing, dude. Come on. Keep throwing.
Now I am.
I'm not a huge fan, but there is no doubt the guy is amazing. He's amazing.
He's the GOAT.
He is the GOAT. That is my take. Sponsored by Boot Barn, proud supporters of the West.
Yeah. REO Speedwagon wrapped up the summer. They sounded awesome. Mike and Carla Morning Show. Kevin, by the way, Kevin Cronin said hi.
Thank you.
He asked where you were.
As well he should have.
Because he goes, I wanted to talk to her more about her dad and his career
sweet.
And stuff like that.
Oh, my!
So.
You know, we went into, when I was out of town, this little place. It's actually a store called Brick and Mortar.
Mm-hmm.
And they have old records and stuff. And my brother and I were going through. It's like, hey, Matt, this is Dad. This is Dad.
You
we found
a 45
of one of my dad's records from like 1956.
That's awesome.
A 45. Yeah. Who's going to take me to the prom on the B side? And what was it? Bumbalina on the other side.
Oh,
so
okay.
That was a big one.
Did you buy it?
Yeah. Bought it. It's $2. You darn right I did. Yeah.
Put it in a frame.
You darn right. Yeah. It's a little warped. We put it on the old record player, and it was, you know, who's going to take it in the rear? Put it on the old Victrola, Mike.
That's great.
It was cool.
All right, 825. By the way, we should tell you, and we've mentioned it in traffic, that up at Mount Charleston, the lodge has burned down. Now, this is the one by the cabins where the Doomkoffs used to play.
Yes. Yes.
Historical.
Oh, my gosh. The restaurant with the patio, the whole bit. This is so sad.
So they were up there bright and early this morning. I mean, it wasn't even, the sun hadn't even come up.
No.
Up and in flames.
I don't know what happened. I guess the cabins are okay, but, you know, I mean, what?
All the details we'll post on our website under the trending ribbon.
Yes.
If you want to find out more, but they're working on that. Here you go. New music this morning. New music from Rod Stewart. You know, he's been talking about his new album called Tears of Hercules. And the track that he dropped yesterday is called One More Time. Listen to this.
It was great while it lasted.
Yeah.
It's very poppy Rod.
And it sounds like Rod.
Well, it does. Doesn't sound like Rod from back in the day so much. You know, Ronnie Wood would be, you know, just beside himself.
I don't know who that is, but
remember,
you know, when the raspy and the,
yes. Remember Ronnie Wood?
Yeah.
He said when he left Faces, it was like, what is he doing? And then he did pretty well.
Mm-hmm. So that's a new song from Rod Stewart. His album is called The Tears of Hercules, and the new song, One More Time. So there you go. All right. Pair of tickets for Sammy Hagar, that exclusive grand opening of his new place. Plus qualify for the grand prize, which is a two-night stay at Paris, Las Vegas. Tell you how to win that in a few minutes. It's Blondie and the Tide is High. One more pair of tickets for this grand opening, this exclusive grand opening. Hold on, where am I? Here it is.
There.
For Sammy's Beach Bar Cocktail Company, hosted by the Red Rocker, includes a live performance. Oh, look at there.
Huh?
Carla on the ones and twos.
Thank you.
So he's going to perform. That's going to be Wednesday night, September 22nd, Beer Park, Paris, Las Vegas. Plus, you're the final qualifier for the two-night stay at Paris, Las Vegas.
Very nice.
All right. We haven't done this yet this week. Here's a clip from a song with Sammy on it, played backwards.
Okay.
Listen to this. I thought it was going to be harder,
I didn't realize it. Me too. All right.
Wow.
That's a gimme. That's a gimme.
That really is. You can identify.
Well, good. It's Friday.
It's, you know, the weekend. Let's make it easy. Starting with caller number 9, if you can identify from that clip we're playing backwards the name of that song that Sammy's on, we have tickets for you. So.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right.
Sounds
you
good.
You want it one more time?
I do, actually.
All right. Here it is. Wow.
All right. That's enough.
I should have listened to it before.
I didn't think it'd be that easy.
All right, 702-739-9636. We're talking about caller number 9. Good luck. All right, those final pair of tickets, the final pair of tickets for this grand opening for Sammy's Beach Bar Cocktail Company. All you have to do is identify from this clip or play backwards.
Okay.
Name of the song that Sammy's on. Here it is. Oh, boy. Mike, you're caller number 9, so go ahead, give it a shot.
I believe the song is Why Can't This Be Love?
Yes, it is.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
That was pretty easy.
Well,
yeah,
thank
shut
you.
Shut up, Mike.
All right. Well, you got
Friday,
the...
Though.
You huh? take that back, Mike. That was hard.
Yes.
Yeah, it was easy for a Friday. Thank you, guys.
Yes.
You got the exclusive tickets for Sammy's Beach Bar Cocktail Company. The grand opening next Wednesday that includes a rooftop live performance by the Red Rocker at the Beer Park at Paris, Las Vegas. Also qualified for the grand prize, the two-night stay at Paris, Las Vegas. All courtesy of the Concrete Texturing Prize Closet. So hang on the line. We'll take down some info. And I think we might even announce the grand prize winner before we leave the air at 10 this morning.
Awesome. Sounds good. Thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. A guy near Toronto got arrested for impaired driving the other night. He wouldn't stop slowly driving in circles in a police parking lot. Just kept going in circles. So they, how do you even pull him over? You know?
With a clown car?
I guess.
Jeez.
32-year-old guy in Virginia arrested after robbing the same 7-Eleven four different times.
Yeah, okay, then. All right.
The first robbery happened in July on the 15th, then came back on August 22nd, August 29th, and celebrated with the robbery on September 6th. Each time he came in, he stole stuff off the shelves, took cash from the register, assaulted an employee, and it's not clear if it was the same employee all four times, but you'd think after a while.
Okay.
Inside job.
Yeah, exactly.
He actually got caught trespassing somewhere else last Thursday, and cops realized it was the same guy from the security footage. That's how he got caught.
Oh. Well, he's a special guy.
He was trespassing.
Yeah, he was. He sure was. So. Wow. Well, couldn't happen to a better guy, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. That's great. Jeez, dude. Well, police called out. You know I love these stories. To a Kentucky hotel after reports of gunfire. We heard this a few weeks ago. Now, they arrested 55-year-old guy. He's a felon. Had a bunch of guns. He's just shooting them out the window because he told police he observed aliens in the parking lot and was shooting at them just to get rid of them. They were a threat. So he took care of those aliens, I'll tell you right now. And ladies, listen up. It is Vegas bachelorette parties. You can now buy wine bottles that are shaped just like that. They look just like that, really. And they're meant for bachelorette parties. $33 a bottle, but I love the name.
Yeah.
Just the Tipsy. I love it. Just the Tipsy. Enjoy that. Enjoy that, guys, ladies. Enjoy that with the... Well, I won't say it. I'll get in trouble. But anyhow, enjoy. What are you looking for?
I'm just looking for something.
Okay.
I was just... There you go.
Although it'll be more shattering.
Yes, that's right. Yes, it will.
I mean, it would be amazing if you made that sound.
It's just the Tipsy.
It is.
Yeah, and when you open it.
Wait, that's you falling down the steps after you drain the bottle, right?
Can we get more clam sauce over here? Hey, it's Friday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel good story that we like to call.
We do it at the end of every 40s show. A little bit of good news. Hopefully start that weekend off on a positive note. Just a sweet, sweet story out of Maine. Of course, lobster in Maine. Virginia Oliver, she works on a lobster boat and has no plans to retire at her age, 101 years old.
What?
101 years old. She's been catching lobster since she was 8 years old. The boat she works on is named after her. Her late husband named the boat Virginia years ago. Now she works on it with their 78-year-old son, Max. Huh. So all in the family with Virginia, wow. 101 years old, and her son, Max, 78. She ain't retiring. She is not doing it. I know.
That's amazing.
Isn't that great?
I mean, the lobsters have to feel bad once they, you know, they bring
the net up. Seriously?
Yeah.
Really? This is who caught me? Come on.
And her 78-year-old son.
Put me down. Take the rubber bands off. Let me go.
I mean, that's not an easy job, right? I've seen the show.
No, I mean, it's not, you know?
Wow. But
after this long, I'm sure this is not a hard thing for her.
So, yeah.
You know, since she was eight.
Mm-hmm.
Sheesh.
All right. Well, that's a great story. If you have one, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3KKLZ.com. Get ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon sponsored by Porta Subs. Get the crave, get the taste you crave at your neighborhood sandwich shop, Porta Subs. Order online for pickup, curbside, or delivery, portasubs.com. By the way, we have to announce the grand prize winner of the exclusive grand opening of Sammy's Beach Bar and Cocktail Company. We have Linda Thomas on the phone. Linda, it's Mike and Carla.
Good morning. How are you?
Linda, earlier in the week, you won tickets for the exclusive grand opening of Sammy's Beach Bar Cocktail Company.
Yes.
And qualified for that grand prize, which is a two-night stay at Paris, Las Vegas.
Well, guess what? You're the grand prize winner.
Really?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, very cool.
You get a couple of nights at Paris, Las Vegas.
All righty.
That should be a lot of fun. So congratulations to Linda and all the other ticket winners. We will see you next Wednesday night. By the way, talking about winners, Jason Lynn, the latest 10K payday winner. So he wins $500.
Excellent.
Qualifies for the $10,000. Wendy Rush coming in next. She'll keep you company throughout the workday. She will have your next chance to win some free cash. 11 o'clock. That about does it for us. If you missed it, check it out on our website, Sad News. The Mount Charleston Lodge burned down earlier this morning.
Very sad.
So got details on that, and I can't even imagine. I mean, that's like a...
Quite iconic.
A historical place here in Las Vegas.
Yeah, so. It is. And it is the lodge where you go to eat lunch and just hang out, have a few beers. Really sad.
And enjoy the Doomcoffs.
Yes, that's
they were
right.
Still playing there, so.
Yes.
All right. Well, listen, do have a great weekend. Be careful, be safe. And we are back Monday morning, bright and early, 5 a.m.
Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns Monday morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.